to Mental Health Matters on KRUU 100.1 of your FM dial. Today we are out in the field and we are giving a talk at
Reach Out Group on Thursday nights at 7:30.
Great. And we're not endorsing the group, but it's certainly a group that if somebody's interested, they can contact who?
Bruce Grady at 641-451-1237.
And that's if you're interested. The Reach Out Group does what? What can you guys tell us about what you guys do?
Every week we explore any of the millions of other of modalities that may help people become happy, or we also support each other.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So what's the kind of things that you guys have done in the past?
Well, we've had some guest speakers in and people to talk to us about their specialties, whether different modalities of personal growth. And do you have, give me some examples of some. Please help me out.
Alan Ross was a therapist that came in and talk to us about voice dialogue.
Okay, excellent.
And we've had Billy Hunter come and he talked about hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Blum talked about RAP, which is wellness and recovery
action plan.
So we've been looking into some really practical ways to help support each other, some real very practical ways to that can be helpful to just becoming more happy, basically.
Fantastic. By the way, you are listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry, and today we are out in the field and we're at the peer-to-peer support group, finding out more about what you guys are into, what you're doing, and letting everybody know what you guys are creating here. And if they're interested, they can contact Bruce if they're so interested. If not, it's really informative. And you guys could stop in for if somebody just, you're having an interesting lecture, somebody could just kind of stop on in for a session. Great. Or if you're wanting to have more peer support, you could do that, right? And today we're also going to talk about the holidays and keeping a little bit more centered. So I'll give a little spiel, but I'm going to want you guys to chime on in. By the way, I'm Dr. Scott Terry, and I'm here today with
Bruce Grady,
Arnie Wolfson,
Lindana Ottavioni,
Allison Lee,
Emerson Knoll,
Claudia Fisher.
Well, thank you all so much for being willing to talk about this. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the group for a minute before we get rolling on to some holiday stuff?
Only it is an open group that happens every Thursday at 7:30 at the corner, the basement of the Lindbergh Chiropractic Building, the corner of South Main? Oh, it was the north corner of North Main and Kirkwood.
And it's right next to everybody's.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And this must cost $100 a session to come here?
It's free.
It's free. So anybody who, you don't have to have mental health issues, you could just want to come and have some peer support around that topic or listen to a lecture of something fascinating. Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the group?
No, and I think I'd like to hear.
You guys have been going for like a year now.
Just a little more than a year. It was something that was an offshoot of the mental health initiative on campus at
the Mental Health Alliance.
Campus at MUM.
If people are invited to, if you're so interested and want to find out, you could certainly go look up Mental Health Alliance on the Facebook page, or contact us regarding that.
Right.
But it's been a fantastic growth that you guys have done, a huge, huge service to the community. So awesome. So let's start with some questions.
Well, Scott, we'd like to hear you address some issues about the cultural understanding that near the holidays, people tend to get depressed and suicide sometimes happens. Can you tell us, is that actually true that suicides are higher during this time of the year? And can you give us some strategies for dealing with depression and anxiety during this time of year?
Well, thank you, Bruce. This is great. Okay, so let's break this down into a couple of things. During the holidays, yes, there are more. For most of us, the holidays can be a wonderful time. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration sometimes of spirituality, sometimes of just community, and sometimes of, for all of us, of family. But for other people, that could turn in on itself. And if their family is not a cohesive unit that feels good to them, or they've had some experiences in the past that haven't worked, it could be a terrible experience. And yes, suicides can rise. We had in Fairfield, where we're broadcasting from, Fairfield, Iowa, there were two suicides right before the Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, suicide is not a victimless event. There are always people left behind. And even when people kill themselves in a gruesome way, somebody's got to literally pick up the body. Sorry to be graphic for a moment, but there it's, and I understand wanting to stop the pain. And for some of us, this is a time when the pain comes out most for us. I used to do documentaries on the elderly for my first master's. And one of the things that was really fascinating about it is I was at residential homes and nursing homes throughout Chicagoland. And I would interview people over 100 years old at times, and not one person was afraid of dying, which I found fascinating. They were afraid of being in pain. Nobody wants to suffer. And we all find ourselves running from that pain. And pain is in our minds as well as in our bodies. And it's real, but it's also kind of our perception of things, how we attach ourselves to what's going on in our bodies and our minds. And people are afraid of suffering, of course. And so how do we get out of that? How do we get out of being lost in, for instance, around the holidays, not just our physical pain, but our emotional pain, which the holidays can bring out a lot of. And one of the things that's really fascinating is how most of us get lost in, let's say, what we call the other. And sometimes that's our partner, sometimes it's our friend, sometimes it's our community, sometimes it's our partner. And what the other is doing to us. And I call it getting lost in being externally referenced. Our reference point, who we are, is outside us.
It's also, if I can add, it's our expectation or our perception of the generalized other. You know, it's like, what do people think I should be, or everybody else?
And
you
don't even internalize.
You don't even know anybody else, but you think everybody else is having a better time than you are.
Yes, and I'm always not good enough. I'm not in the right body. You know, I'm too thin. I'm too fat. I'm too big here. Too small here. Do this. Do that. You know, everybody gets lost in that. They internalize what they perceive from the outside world. And part of the danger in some of the political rhetoric and other things is that people get lost more so in that fear. I'm surprised political ad after political ad starts saying, we're at war with these people and there's terrorists about to come knocking on your door tomorrow. And we get lost in that fear. And it's not that there aren't bad people out there. But when we give them more power than they deserve, they actually grow. And just like we get lost in terrorism, no matter how bad it is, so many more people die of preventable. Even in the terrible incident that happened in Paris, 160 people died. Terrible, terrible event. How many more people had died in the preceding week or two by car accidents and smoking for years that they didn't attend to, or drinking, or hurting themselves or hurting somebody else? We never think of the preventable as so much more dramatic and so much more powerful, but it's what we do to ourselves. I like to say that trauma isn't what happened out back then in our past. Trauma is what we did to ourselves after that incident. Whatever bad thing happened, it's what we did to ourselves and then kept doing to ourselves over and over again that is the real trauma. And to get out of that trauma, to get out of our suffering, which is what we're talking about, what we're doing is creating a new orientation where we're free of the past and creating a new future for ourselves today. And so it's a different kind of way of looking at it. But we're talking about getting lost in the other. And how do we not get lost in that other and come back to who do we need to be? Instead of who the other is, our partner isn't treating us right, let's say, or our family members are not who we'd like them to be, or what they're doing to us doesn't feel good. What we need to keep coming back to is, what are we creating from that? Why do we keep giving them power to hurt us? What do we want to create for ourselves, for our future, for our lives today? Not how they hurt us in the past. Nobody needs to be in denial about what was, no matter how terrible it is. The suffering isn't, you're not in the past. You're here today. What do you want to create today to create a new future? And I got that it was bad for all of us. There isn't a single one of us who hasn't had something bad happen to us. Not one person. But that's not where our power is gained. Being a victim doesn't make us powerful. We lose our power. Victimizing other doesn't give us power. It makes us trapped in being that person. Or caretaking and rescuing somebody else in the hopes that they will then recognize who we are doesn't make us better. It keeps us trapped in the other and needing something from them. In our codependency or whatever. And we dance around this little triangle, it's called the victim, victimizer, rescuer. What we need to do is stop that game completely to create a new paradigm, a new way of us taking control over our lives today, because that's really where our power is. Our power isn't what was, our power in who we are today. So when we talk about the holidays, it's not about living in that past that is unfulfilled. It's, what do we want to create from this today? How do we find joy in this today? Because it is our perception. It was a cold night driving over here, and that could be bothersome to me, or I could say, oh yes, I'm happy for the season and the times are changing and it gives me a greater sense of peace. It's a perception. I'm moving in a couple days, which is a lot of work to do. I don't know if anybody's ever moved before. No one? No one's ever moved before. Okay. And it drives you crazy, right? So why doesn't it drive you crazy? What do you do?
I make a list. I get organized. And even if I just pack 3 boxes a day, then that's what I do.
So you take control over the move. You don't let the move take control over you.
Absolutely.
And it's the same kind of thing with all this stuff. How do we not get trapped in the details and the stuff? How do we create something new, more powerful for ourselves today? Yes? Oh. That's probably a good thing not to sit on your glasses. Okay. So I hope they're okay. Okay. So when we start thinking about the holidays, it really is essential to come back to that larger sense of self, of who do we want to be? Who do we want to create ourselves to be today? None of us are as good as we'd like to be. None of us are as powerful as we'd like to think we are. All of us are in a wheelchair, only we don't even know it. And sometimes that wheelchair is some diagnosis. I'm ADD, or I'm depressed, or I'm anxious, or I'm this, or I'm that. And sometimes the wheelchair is invisible, and we don't know it. And sometimes it's very visible. I've worked with a lot of veterans, and sometimes it's very visible. We're all in a wheelchair. We all have deficits. It's not about the deficits, though. That doesn't give us power. That victimization does not give us power. What gives us power and control back over our lives is saying, yes, I'm not in denial. Yes, I'm not happy because of the past holidays or whatever. But today, what do I want to create for my life? Today, what do I want to start creating my future to be? And just like you said, writing that list and doing a few boxes every day. Because that move for me is really stressful. For you, it's like, no, hey, I've done it a million times. Here's the way to do it. I see you nodding your head. Yeah. You've got a great laugh, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. By the way, you are listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial, archived, and we've got a YouTube channel that we're setting up from Arden Counseling Center and a whole lot of other things. Feel free to contact us if you've got any questions. You could contact me directly, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at Ardent. Center.com. Ardent is A-R-D as in dog, E-N-T as in Tom. Scott at ardentcenter.com. If you've got any questions, show ideas, like to come on. And today we're talking to this wonderful peer-to-peer support group that got going for about a year. And you guys have been doing an amazing job, and it was so nice of you to invite me.
So can you give us some specific, besides like general decide to change your attitude game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Can you give us some specific methods, techniques, or, you know, like modalities to boost your ability to compensate for the holiday depression?
Or the holiday stress.
Yeah.
And it is stressful. Even if it's good, we need to remember that stress, positive or negative creation, getting married is a wonderful thing. You ever see people who got married? They're not always the calmest people in the world, right? You're shaking your head. Sometimes it isn't a good thing. Sometimes it is. Okay. Anyways, I think there's a couple things. Thank you, Bruce, for that question. And I think an interesting thing to think about that is that when we think about, it becomes really easy to get enamored with techniques. I'm what's known as an integrative therapist, and my theoretical work is really regarding putting all the theories together. And it's not about one being better than the other. It's what works for you and what works for you today. So what works for me might not work for you. What works for you and, you know, making a list and packing boxes, well, that's great. I wish I was that organized. How do we create ourselves to be in tune with what works for us today? And if we're working with somebody, it's not one technique. One flavor doesn't fit all. And even if it's the greatest technique in the world, doesn't mean that today that's what you need. You're the one who heals yourself, not the therapist, not the doctor, you're the one in control of you. That being said, there are certainly some things that I suggest to everybody. So the way that I put it is, and this is what I have in my book, Looking at Change. One of the things that's really fundamental is looking at our basic structures of what we're doing to take care of ourselves on a daily basis. So there's several basic things: exercise, meditation, diet, sleep, nutrition, doing the therapeutic work of growth. Sometimes that means seeing a therapist. Sometimes it means reading a book. Sometimes it means just being by yourself for 5 minutes and not being in fear and like listening to who you are, or doing a peer-to-peer support group. It's learning what works for you. But let me give you the example of exercise. Exercise is something everybody should do, especially if they're feeling not so good every day, and especially during the holidays, to try and do it almost every day. The goal of exercise is really threefold. And this is an example that I could say the same thing about meditation or certain nutrition. But let's start with just saying about exercise as an example. The first is getting 30 minutes of intensity a day, especially if you're feeling stressed. You want to get blood flow to the brain. You want to transform what's going on in your body, but mostly in your brain. So if lifting weights works for you today, and then running or swimming, it becomes, obviously, everybody needs something different. And everybody needs something different, even if they've been working out every day, needs something to do something different today than they did the day before. So if I ran yesterday, today I probably need to lift weights. And I balance what works for me and what doesn't. So the first thing...
Why, let's say, you just take a walk every day. Is that wrong?
No. If that's what works for your body, that's what you do. You do what works for you, but it's learning how to listen to what works for you. That's the key. The key is to have... So from least to most priority, I'm going to give you. The least priority, surprisingly, is getting this 30 minutes of intensity and changing your body and changing your brain. So more important than that is getting that connection from your body to your brain and get that you are not dissociating, but associating, connecting what I'm actually feeling, identifying, oh, yeah, I overworked yesterday, so I need to do this. Oh, it's too late. I should probably do a yoga, then really work out hard because it'll interfere with me going to sleep. The point is to connect to being in your body every day. So if you could only go for a light walk, I had a guy once, he literally weighed 600 pounds, and he had no money. And I said, fine, you're in the wheelchair, roll down the street, push yourself, go around the block. It's not about what you do, it's the fact that you're choosing to do something, which is the third point. So the third point is even more important, which is that you are choosing to take control over you. You are choosing that during this holiday time, you can make a difference in your life for you now. And if you could make a difference for you now in your body and in your brain today, that means that everyone around you will transform in relationship to you. So if walking gets blood flow to the brain and your body, great. But it's also while you're walking, be mindful. Feel your feet. Feel your toes, feel your ankle, feel your calf, feel your knees, feel your thighs and hamstrings, feel your all the way up. We won't be graphic. But from the toes to the head, be aware and breathe into each part and just be with it. But it's just that awareness, but getting that you're acting on that awareness. It's not enough to, let's say, as they say, to pray. You pray and then you act. Well, you're mindful, and then you do something with it. It's not enough just to be aware. You act on that awareness, and that you get that you are choosing that awareness. And by getting that you're choosing something, that leads to a greater purpose in life. And that's essential to who we are. Getting that, if I can choose, it means I could take back my power and control over my life. And I could start becoming who I want to be. And that's really the fourth principle. So the first is getting that 30 minutes of intensity. The second is that connection from mind to body, heart, spirit, the whole thing. Third is getting that you're choosing, that you are the one chooser, you are the chooser. And the fourth is letting that choice get that you can now take back your power and control over you, to the extent that you can in your wheelchair today, which leads to this greater purpose in life so you can be who you need to be, regardless of the season, regardless of the stress, regardless of if your family wasn't good to you, your partner isn't treating you right, regardless of it all, you need to be who you need to be. Because that's what you could do to make a difference for yourself and then the world will respond to you. It's not getting the world to change that will make you feel better. It's getting you to change, and then the world will respond to you changing.
No question. So one of the main themes of larger society is that we get one of the ways we get mentally healthy is by working for something larger than ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so that implies surrender. And so it's you, like, even in terms of mental health, there's two trains running. One is taking control of yourself. You
yep.
decide. You
Absolutely.
Know. And the other is the major cultural, societal, historical, religious force to you should surrender to something larger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be why a lot of us around the holidays feel lost, because it's a time of general religious worship to something bigger than giving gifts to others, and we have nothing to surrender to.
Or we feel like we can't surrender, or
mm-hmm. we feel just screwed up because we don't have something to surrender to. No family, maybe no church, no friends, something like that.
Or the grass is always greener. Somebody else is able to do it. Why can't I?
Yeah.
So.
And these are like sometimes, as you would describe it, it's like they're conflicting. You're saying, mm-hmm. You should take control. And the rest of society says, no, you really should surrender to something larger than you.
And I think that's beautiful, Bruce, because it really is insightful of thinking. Everything we're talking about is balance. So, yes, that makes sense. For instance, the exercise in terms of you taking control. But it also is the same concept that we think about with like doing volunteerism. So one of the things, best thing you could do is if you're not feeling good about you, is try and make a difference in the lives of others. But don't get trapped in the attachment of, well, they're changing or they're not changing.
Or the guilt that I should be doing this.
Absolutely. It's got to be free, like, hey, I want to serve. And it's not about, will somebody respect me? It's not, will somebody notice me? It's not, will somebody be happy with me? It's that I'm going to be who I need to be, right? So it's back to that balance. I'm going to be who I need to be and make a difference in the lives of others. So, you know, as you sow, so shall you reap, right? As you make a difference in the world will make a difference for you. And it's never clean and it's never fair, just like in every relationship, never, ever fair. Don't expect your partner to be fair. But that doesn't mean that you don't love and you don't be who you need to be. And so I think it's absolutely that balance of surrendering to who you need to be while you're also surrendering to the world around you, but not being attached either way. You can't be attached to that outcome. You know, I feel like I want to get in shape, so I'm going to do a marathon today. No, I just need to move one step in front of the other. Anyways, we're going to end this segment for the moment. Thank you for listening today on KARUU and 100.1 on FM dial. Today, we're talking about peer support and the holidays. And thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody. And we'll do another session on this right now. So thanks. Bye, everyone.